This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. In the first public U.S. House impeachment hearing yesterday, Ohio Republican Jim Jordan said Ukraine did not end up investigating Democrats. Jordan also saying Ukraine eventually got nearly $400 million in the planned U.S. military aid. So he says in the end, nothing bad actually happened.
Three meetings with the president of Ukraine, the new president, and no linkage.
The 5.5-hour hearing featured testimony from two veteran diplomats. Facebook is taking action against fake accounts on its site. The social media giant's latest community standards enforcement report showing 5.4 billion such accounts have been taken down this year, more than the 3.3 billion removed last year. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Garth Brooks is being named the CMA Entertainer of the Year. It's the seventh time he's won the award.
To all the entertainers out here, let's dedicate this to the band and crews that get our on the stage down that road, and those people that show up to let us be entertainers. God love you. I love you, Trisha Yearwood.
A new report says climate change is going to have lifelong health impacts on kids unless major changes are made right away. The report from the UN and dozens of academic agencies claim that a child born today could live in a world with an average temperature over 7 degrees warmer by their 71st birthday. Now, that research is warning that rising temperatures will cause shrinking harvests that threaten food security, driving up food prices, and that kids will be threatened by infectious disease and increasingly poor air quality. USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
If more people worked from home, would that help with high rent in big cities? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has one CEO that wants to find out.
A CEO in California is offering Bay Area residents $10,000 to work remotely in a bid to help workers deal with crippling housing costs in cities by allowing them to stay at home and work. Main Street CEO Doug Ludlow believes this strategy will be a great incentive to new employees.
It's designed to get your attention and bring attention to our mission of, you know, developing jobs and opportunities in places other than dense urban areas.
Ludlow hopes this incentive will allow people to stay in their hometown but still do the job they want, and he hopes it will benefit rural towns in the process.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve says, don't expect interest rates to change again anytime soon. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Jerome Powell testified before Congress on Wednesday morning and said interest rates are likely to stay on hold until there's a material deterioration in the U.S. economy.
We see the current stance of monetary policy as likely to remain appropriate as long as incoming information about the economy remains broadly consistent with our outlook. of moderate growth, a strong labor market, and inflation near our symmetric 2% objective.
The Fed has cut interest rates already three times this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going.
Well, hello, America. Another day. And more than a dollar, hopefully. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us, author of the book Silent No More. He is also, we're going to talk also about another one of his books, The Battle to Secure America's Borders. We're also, before we even get into that, Dr. Corsi, I wanted to get your read on the hearings. You know, for you that have got caught up in the nexus and the web of all this this witch hunting that has been going on since even before President Trump took a walk down Pennsylvania Avenue, you know firsthand this kind of recklessness that our country has found itself in. And I say recklessness because due process and the rule of law seem to be thrown out the window here for the sake of the ambitions of the deep state and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats and the left wing of the party to do everything they can to get control of the White House once again.
Well, Bill, thank you very much. I'm glad, great to be back with you. And I'm still thanking God, my wife and I and family are, that I rejected Mueller's, I thought, fraudulent plea deal when they wanted me to plead to a process crime. I didn't contact Assange. That was what it was all. They wanted me to make their case. They wanted me to lie. They were supporting perjury for me to make their collusion case against President Trump. If I had allowed them to break me, being afraid they'd go to prison the rest of my life, or I take this plea deal, I told them to take a hike. My wife woke up one morning, it was Thanksgiving last year, about this time, and she said, "I'd rather visit you the rest of your life in prison than have you not be the man I married." And when my wife said that, I knew we could say to these guys, "We're not going to take your deal." The hearings yesterday, I didn't think there could be a worse performance than Representative Nadler and Mueller. I thought that was a disaster. I guess I was wrong, because I thought yesterday, with Schiff and his two State Department guys, was even worse than Mueller's performance. It was a complete bust. And it was so bad. I mean, in the cross-exam, you know, this William Taylor and, you know, his buddy, both admitted that they only had hearsay information.
And exactly.
Jim Jordan pointed out, it was, you know, this guy told that guy who told this guy who told that guy who told this guy who told me. It was third or fourth degree hearsay. And, I mean, that's like, that's about water cooler discussion, you know, around the water cooler at the business office.
It's the game of it's the game of telephone that you and I learned as kids growing up, right?
It is. It's gossip. It's gossip. And you can't have the idea that, you know, that Schiff, who I think must have lost his mind somewhere or other. I mean, he, even looking to me like he's psychologically not all there. But the whole point of predicating, these are his two big witnesses. This is the Nancy Pelosi drum roll to impeachment. And these two guys look like they're out of central casting. They're, one of them is wearing a three-piece suit. Mm-hmm. In fact, it was bought about 1950 in a bow tie. And they're lecturing the President of the United States that their State Department policy from the Obama era was superior to President Trump's. In fact, President Trump is using irregular channels.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I've got a clue for the State Department. It's not mentioned in Article 2 of the Constitution, which gives the president the power to do all foreign policy without any mention. I don't recall the State Department being mentioned
exactly
in the Constitution.
Right.
I guess I didn't read that paragraph.
Well, they're self-appointed, you know. That's the deal. And the way they talked about it, I thought, I hope people are listening to them. And, you know, to your point exactly, is like, this is our State Department, it's our foreign policy. What? Are you kidding me? You're not the President of the United States.
Yeah, their job is to enact the policies of the President of the United States. And if he doesn't want to consult them, if he wants to, you know, go get Rudy Giuliani, and I thought Sean Hannity had an excellent point last night when he pointed out Harry Hopkins, who was this, a friend of FDR's who lived in the White House during World War II and went on emissary missions and talked to Stalin and Churchill during World War II on behalf of President Roosevelt. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a emissary like Harry Hopkins or Rudy Giuliani
exactly
intervening on behalf of the president. And the president, look, my solution to the State Department after listening yesterday, and by the way, Bill, I felt like I was back in college again, listening to some boring political science professor, you know, reading out of his notes for a 50-minute lecture, or the opening statements. I mean, the guy's talking about his family and his father and this war and that war and Ukraine. I mean, the average American doesn't know very much about Ukraine. And these guys were in the weeds with State Department diplomatic talk. I mean, even the way they looked. I think it was a performance the American people needed to see. And my solution to the State Department is move it to the Aleutian Islands. Doesn't have to be in Washington. Let's see how many of these career Georgetown Beltway diplomats with their tidy little globalist ideas want to move.
Yes, exactly. Well, you bring up several great points here, Jerome. And the one thing, and this is something that I've been focusing on a lot lately, and that has to do with your thinking and how your brain can be rewired to accept delusional thought and ideas. And you'd kind of suggested this a little bit with what's happening with Adam Schiff. He just seems affected. And I think that it's the result, the sum total of this stinking thinking that Zig Ziglar used to talk about. And what makes it so dangerous is that, you know, it all starts with our thoughts. And then next thing you know, it starts creating actions and habits and character and destiny. It's a dangerous road that we're on. And this might be a lesson for all of America to see. Look, if you abandon the truth, you can be crazy, too. And this is absolute insanity because I'm watching this and I'm going, you know, I want my money back. This is a bad movie.
Well, in fact, it's at the heart of this intolerant democratic socialism. I mean, this is going to destroy the Democratic Party. Democrats are now Democrat socialists in the European sense. They're communists. They're headed that way. And it's intolerant. It doesn't believe in a Second Amendment. Doesn't believe in a First Amendment. I mean, it was startling yesterday, you know, one of the Democrats was even arguing that hearsay evidence is better than direct evidence. I mean, you know, some of the corollaries here is you don't need a crime to impeach the president. And by the way, if hearsay is only trumped by making up what you thought they saw, which is how Schiff started this whole thing in the original hearing.
Exactly, exactly.
And besides, the other corollary here to this thinking, which is like a Stalin trial, you are guilty before the trial. First, you're guilty. Now let's have the trial. Hearsay evidence is better than direct evidence.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need any facts here. We don't need to be confused by the truth. And by the way, if we don't have hearsay that convicts you, we'll just make up what we thought you said, and then we'll convict you on that.
Yep.
Now, that's not American justice. And if the American people watch this kabuki theater or clown show, whatever you want to call it, I mean, I think the Democrats would be well advised right now to call a recess to these hearings. Today's hearing is going to be another equal disaster. We've got another sanctimonious State Department official, this Marie Yovanovitch, who was fired. She was in our embassy telling everybody in Ukraine, don't worry about Donald Trump, he's going to be impeached.
Talk about upending his foreign policy efforts. We've got to take a break. We've got more from Jerome Corsi after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is sponsored by Facebook. With the 2020 elections in the U.S. just over a year away, Facebook is announcing several new measures to help protect the democratic process and is providing an update on initiatives already underway. Facebook is taking seriously its responsibility to stop abuse and election interference on its platform. It has made significant investments since 2016 to better identify new threats, close vulnerabilities, and reduce the spread of viral misinformation and fake accounts. Robert Trainum is the head of public affairs at Facebook.
We are much, much better at combating foreign interference in the 2020 elections. The second thing is we're doing a better job of making sure that misinformation is not spread as quickly on the platform. And the third thing that we're doing is increasing transparency when it comes to political ads and what politicians will be saying on the platform.
For more information, visit newsroom.fb.com.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middle men and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Jerome Corsi continues with us, the investigative reporter. And I'll tell you, Jerome, Donald Trump has been quite the catalyst and quite the exposing agent. Without Donald Trump, without 63 million people voting for Donald Trump, we would not know what we know today. We all had an idea that there was corruption, but I don't think we realized that it was this deep. Now, you suggest that with the Democratic Socialists taking over the Democrats, and I agree with you, and we've been saying the same thing for a number of months, that they're heading for an abyss, and it's going to be quite cataclysmic, that will take them years to get back on their feet, because this is going to be absolute devastating to them to realize that democratic socialism and socialism overall, as Donald Trump announced to a cheering crowd, will never happen in America. Although we've had some taste of it, and maybe because of the taste, we realize that it is not good for America, and maybe that's a bit of a border wall for us. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, socialism has a bottom line, and it leads to mediocrity, it leads to death, it leads to central control, all the very things that you mentioned earlier that the Democrats want to do. They want to obliterate the very U.S. Constitution that is foundational to this democratic republic.
Well, Bill, my religion is very deep, and I see the hand of God in this. I mean, the whole Trump derangement syndrome has push the Democrats. They're driving their socialist car off the cliff. I mean, the American people, the business community is rejecting Elizabeth Warren. They don't have a candidate. Hillary Clinton is not going to run. She'd be the first three-time loser since William Jennings Bryan in the Democratic Party in 1908. And, you know, you basically have a situation where the American people are getting a chance because the Democrats have just rushed to the finish line with their socialist ideas to see how intolerant this is. And Donald Trump is remarkable at his ability to stay on task despite the unrelenting criticism and abuse. And I believe in his second term, he can address things like, let's get free speech back into the universities. Let's, you know, quit this intolerance. Let's end this out of control entitlement spending, which is going to bankrupt the nation. Donald Trump needs four more years in order to accomplish these goals. And I think Adam Schiff he is the best campaign manager for Donald Trump I've ever seen. I think watching these hearings, and I think today is going to be another disaster for the Democrats. We have another State Department official lined up for today who's got only hearsay and gripes and anger that the State Department, that she was fired. How dare the president fire her? Well, you know, somebody ought to read her employment contract. She serves at the president's pleasure.
Exactly.
She can be fired for any reason. And that she thinks she's entitled to set Ukrainian policy and to dictate what the Ukrainians ought to do, that even violates, as a globalist, I don't know, violates the UN requirements that ambassadors to foreign countries do not interfere in their private, in Ukraine's affairs. And she did. I've got records that she supported George Soros and she supported and protected Burisma and Hunter Biden. She is going to be in for, I think, some severe cross-examination today, and I'll be watching every minute of it.
We'll have to wait and see, because just like with the Kavanaugh hearings, are they going to get away with this kind of stuff that's being exposed right now, Jerome? And the thing that is happening, even like the deal with Joe Biden says, it's no crime, I can't believe this stuff. I mean, he's the one that indicted himself when he said he put the pressure on the president of Ukraine to say, you better fire that special prosecutor. If he's not fired, I'm leaving in 6 hours, and you can forget your $1.5 billion, right?
Well, Biden's beginning to sound like Baghdad Bob. You know, there's nothing to see here. We don't have to worry about it.
Right.
You know, the American, I trust, Bill, I trust the American people.
Yes.
They can see, and they have still a basic moral compass. I mean, the idea that the whistleblower, that Schiff is holding this whistleblower secret, and that Trump may be in a Senate trial for the presidency when he was duly elected and cannot know the name of the whistleblower or confront them, I think Lindsey Graham is right. This is just beyond the pale of American justice. And the American people know that these secret accusations and kangaroo courts are not the way we want to run our government. And the Democrats, all they want to do is power, power, power. To impeach Donald Trump has been their theme since before the inauguration. It's unacceptable, I believe, to me and I think to the average American person
I think you're right. Exactly. The American people are a lot smarter than this. They get it. They've had it with this deal about the confusion over gender. 62, 63 gender options now in California. They've had it with transsexuals doing story time and exposing their body parts to their grandkids and their kids. I mean, all this stuff is unhinged. This is totally insane. And it really is going to require quite the revolution of reasonable people, common sense men and women to come together and finally say enough is enough. And so all this stuff that's happening on the world stage, as you say, and I'm with you, being a man of faith as well, is that this is no surprise to God. This is all coming to a head for a specific reason. And I think the reason is positive, Jerome, and that is that America will have a chance to revive itself. And that, unless God decides to say, okay, look, the prophetic clock is moving up here a little bit quicker and we're going to have Jesus come back sooner. But barring that, I think America, like Nineveh, is going to get an opportunity to revive itself because it's seeing the reality and the truth of what happens when you turn your back on God and you want to ignore the truth.
Well, as you know, there's good biblical justification for that, that if we get on our knees and pray and repent, God will hear the prayers and God will intervene in order to heal our land. And you know, I wrote a book on the Battle of Bastogne called No Greater Valor, which really was demonstrating, I believe, that God does intervene with prayer.
Yes.
I'm very confident that this is actually a wake-up call that God is allowing the nation to see in order you can say, do we want to go this way or that way?
Mm-hmm.
We want to become like Adam Schiff and have ourselves be in a trial where we have no lawyer defending us and we're guilty before we start from a witness we can't know? Or do we want to go the other way, which I think Jim Jordan is leading the charge?
Exactly.
We want to return to due process and the true, fair measures of judicial systems, which all Americans can treasure thanks to our founding fathers in the Constitution.
Well, Dr. Corsi, we've got a couple of minutes left, and I did want to talk about the smart wall. Explain to our audience what's going on with building the smart wall.
Well, we have a proposal now in front of the White House, the Department of Homeland Security, and this product is called TerraBlock, TerraBlock, and the company is HESDO, HESDO. It's a military system that was used by the Department of Defense around the world. It is being used to protect our troops in harm's way. It's rapid deployment. If you watch the videos, go to the internet, just type in TerraBlock, TerraBlock, and HESCO, HESCO. You can see it being dropped in the field, assembled that day. The Army Corps can assemble it. It's backloaded with dirt. It's a smart wall. You'll see videos of a semi-truck trying to get through it. At 50 miles an hour, it can't break the barrier. All remaining 1,350 miles of the border can be secured. TerraBlock could be put into place at a construction cost of under $1 billion.
Wow.
The entire border can be secured by Election Day that's coming up in November through 2020. Remember, this is a military system. It's being used in rapid deployment. Our military can't say, we'll wait 3 years for you to get 30-foot barriers put in place. Where, presidents deployed us to Syria or Iraq or wherever. We need a compound secured within 24 hours. That's what HESCO does. If this can protect our troops in combat zones, Block and HESCO can protect our people in the border in a drug war.
Wow, what a great idea. We're going to link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com too, Dr. Corsi. I appreciate that. TerraBlock from HESCO, H-E-S-C-O. Dr. Jerome Corsi, investigative reporter, author of Silent No More, right here. Thank you, Jerome. Take care. God bless.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories Veteran's Tip of the Day.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the first public U.S. House impeachment hearing yesterday, Ohio Republican Jim Jordan said Ukraine did not end up investigating Democrats. Jordan also saying Ukraine eventually got nearly $400 million in the planned U.S. military aid. So he says in the end, nothing bad actually happened.
Three meetings with the president of Ukraine, the new president, and no linkage.
The five-and-a-half-hour hearing featured testimony from two veteran diplomats. Facebook is taking action against fake accounts on its site. The social media giant's latest community standards enforcement report showing 5.4 billion such accounts have been taken down this year, more than the 3.3 billion removed last year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We've got Megan Barth, yes, the founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC, and the Media Equality Project. Megan, how are we doing?
Doing well, Bill. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I mean, I'm just like, I'm like you and like everybody else. My GDP has kind of gone down a little bit. I'm watching the hearings, and I keep, as I'm watching, I'm going, why? It's like,
You know, there's two phrases that come to mind as I'm watching these, and one is keep pushing a lie until it becomes the truth,
mm-hmm.
and that is Malinsky, Stalin type of quote.
Tactics, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the other is don't let it become a drag. I mean, this is a drag. And it's not a drag on the Republicans. This is backfiring right into the Democrats. What they
exactly.
are doing is exposing the deep state. They're exposing that we elected bureaucratic members within government who believe that they have more power than the elected commander-in-chief when it comes to foreign policy decisions.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they talk as if they're the ones that set foreign policy objectives. Not according to the Constitution, but this again, like you said, this quite exposes the deep state and the mindset, and we've maintained from day one, anybody who's been around business, I mean, this is like petty office politics that's going on. Oh, he moved my cheese. I'm not happy with him, and I don't like him, and I didn't like him anyway. I don't like his orange hair. I can't relate to him. So, he happens to be the president. Oh, he's my boss. Well, you know, I don't think so. And, you know, I mean, come on. This is like all petty bickering kind of stuff that, meanwhile, look at you are here, and it also kind of, it's one of those things that you just want to bite your tongue when they say, oh, thank you for your service. How can you thank somebody for their service when they've been undermining the principles and the desires of what 63 million people wanted?
Well, exactly. And they're acting as though, you know, all of these people within government are angels. Mm-hmm. If you don't find the angels in government, you find an enormous amount of centralized power, which creates greed. And so what we have are people who truly believe that they are more powerful than not only the president, but the American people. And these people that are testifying, like Ambassador Taylor and others, they weren't elected.
Right. Yeah, it's that attitude that Hillary Clinton had, that most Democrats have, and that is that, or even you and I talked about last time, Jonathan Gruber, you know, the American people are too stupid. So lucky for you, you've got us elites, you know, you've got us brilliant people in these key positions to preserve, the land of the home and brave, home of the brave, because we're fighting for democracy. And I go, what democracy are you fighting for when you have abandoned the rule of law and you are operating outside of the parameters of the U.S. Constitution?
Well, and I think the biggest distinction that I always try to make, too, is when I hear the word democracy thrown around like it's a fact, is the fact is that we're a republic. And there's a huge difference between a democracy and a republic. A republic is where an individual rules. A democracy is where the mob rules. And so this demonstrates that the Democrats are using mob-style tactics, and they are a mob in order to save their fiefdom. This is backfiring on the Democrats and Adam Schiff to the point where Ambassador Taylor, I believe it was, came out and said there was no quid pro quo. He literally is on record saying there is no quid pro quo in this hearing, and the counsel for the Democrats is like, well, wait, don't you mean to say this? No, he just said there's no quid pro quo.
Right, exactly. Well, Sondland made it clear as well, and they also reiterated that the president was definitive about it. And, I think the Republicans are doing a great job in counterpunching, what is coming out. And as you said, this is quite the exposure of the deep state and these non-elected bureaucrats that operate in the shadows of the government. And they have a lot of power. I mean, you know, when you listen to what they're saying, well, to me, any patriot and freedom-loving individual ought to be scared to hear the way they talk.
Well, and I think that any individual should be frightened by the fact that a due process has been all but abandoned. And if the Democrats can do this to the president, if they can do this to someone like Brett Kavanaugh, if they can do this to someone like General Flynn, then none of us should take any safety within the hands of a Democrat, because this is not only political theater, but this is truly the politics of personal destruction, where they will destroy anybody that gets in their way of absolute power toward the fundamental transformation of this country. The Democrats want to fundamentally transform this country, and the only way you do it is through lawlessness and ignoring the right, the constitutional right, of that people must be presumed innocent before being found guilty. And this whole spectacle is just, I have yet to hear a high crime and misdemeanor, but the Democrats keep changing the definition of what a high crime is or what a misdemeanor is in order for them to protect their own and to take out their opposition.
Well, you know, it's no longer quid pro quo. You know, they've softened up on that. Now it's all about bribery and extortion, right?
Yeah, and they call them soft charges.
Right.
I mean, bribery and extortion is certainly heavy charges to lay, but where is, if there's no quid pro quo, then how is it bribery and extortion?
Exactly.
I mean, how is what not Joe Biden said bribery,
mm-hmm.
whereby he said, if you don't fire the prosecutor, you know, within X amount of time, we're going to withhold $1 billion.
Yeah, this astounds me, but they don't want to talk about that. You know, that's set aside. They don't want to talk about the whistleblower, anybody that brings up the whistleblower. And, of course, the whistleblower's name's been out there. Adam Schiff, they didn't redact his name. And I don't know if you saw the transcript, but, you know, Ciaramelli's name is right there. Molly Hemingway finally just said, hey, you know, here's the name. But, I mean, you know, she based it on something. And so it's just amazing to me how the mainstream media has circled their wagons around this alleged whistleblower, which is a total joke, because in order to shoehorn him into existence, they had to modify the Whistleblower Act. I mean, and why Congress? Well, it's only because, you know, the Republicans are controlling the effort here, and it fits, you know, it's the bullet that fits their gun, and it rhymes with their agenda, so they're letting them get away with it. But again, you go back to what you said earlier, where is the rule of law in this, that you would allow somebody to alter the Whistleblower Act to where suddenly now it's acceptable for hearsay and anonymous reporting to be included and protected by the Whistleblower Act?
Well, and it wasn't just somebody. It was the Inspector General of the Intelligence Committee that changed the whistleblower statute,
yes,
in order to fit this narrative. It wasn't just some random person. We're talking mm-hmm. about a supposed independent, objective Inspector General. That's why I have said for as long as we've been going through this mess, I don't trust pretty much anybody, including those inspector generals that have worked under plenty of administrations and who didn't call out prior administrations for ethics violations and what have you. So, you know, what I don't believe that the American people nor Donald Trump realized when we were chanting drain the swamp, just how much draining it needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is massively corrupt. And we've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Megan Barth after this. Stay with us.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? Pay off loans? Save it? Do something fun? Well, it's something you may need to think about if you become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it works. You can save big time on your healthcare costs, and you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Before the top of the hour, it's always great to have you along with us. Megan Barth continues with us. Megan, of course, the founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, this is the issue here. I think more and more Americans are waking up to the reality that our government is massively corrupt.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I think we all kind of assumed that it was, you know, to a certain extent, because you will always find corruption where there is centralized power. And our government grew exponentially under Barack Obama. You know, on his way out during this quote-unquote peaceful transition of power, which usually every president is granted with the exception of Donald Trump, Barack Obama expanded the powers of the intelligence agencies and allowed multiple agencies to share information whereby there were firewalls up between those agencies. And this was directly related to the FBI, James Comey, counterintelligence operation that they had launched during the Trump campaign against Trump and his associates. So we had hundreds of associates within the Trump campaign unmasked, which created an enemies, list. And then that enemies list was shared amongst multiple intelligence agencies, whereby before unmasking was extraordinarily rare.
Yes.
FISA applications were extraordinarily rare. And even the sharing of this classified or sensitive information was only handled amongst a few instead of...
I was going to say, less than a dozen? And then suddenly overnight, it was, you know, it just went up exponentially. You say thousands, I thought it was hundreds, but maybe it is thousands of people suddenly. And then, of course, in order to kind of protect the ruse, then you've got, you know, our favorite, person who is totally detached from, you know, the truth and the concept of the truth. You know, she does a CYA memo to make it seem like, you know, everything's kosher, everything's all in order. I mean, why would you do that? Yeah, Susan Rice,
the unmasker in chief who Eric Cherumello worked for.
Right.
So this a political operative who's not a whistleblower named Eric Cherumello, he worked for Susan Rice. He worked for Joe Biden. He was placed on the NSI within the West Wing of the White House by a man who voted for a communist. That would be John Brennan.
Right.
So Adam Schiff says says, Adam Schiff says, I don't know who the whistleblower is. Of course you do. Your staff met with him. You sent your staff over to Ukraine in August, right after the whistleblower rules were changed.
Exactly.
You had a fundraiser held by a Ukrainian arms dealer, Adam. We have a lot of questions when it comes to Ukraine, and I think that if the Democrats want to hang themselves on Ukraine, please let us give them the rope. We should, as a country, before we give billions of dollars to any country, ensure that the country is not inherently corrupt, so that the money we're giving them actually goes to those who need it, mm-hmm. and not by the oligarchs or the dictators that are running the country.
Yeah, my question remains, Megan, how many billions of dollars have vapored at the hands of the oligarchs there in the Ukraine? They've known it. It's routine that they've been massively corrupt. The only hope is under President Zelensky, the new president, he's promised to drain the swamp as well, following Donald Trump's lead, and even admits that that was the reason why he was able to get elected, is that he followed the pattern of one Donald Trump.
Well, and it seems like, from all that I have read, that Ukraine was more like a clearinghouse for money laundering and
yes.
self-enrichment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The election in Ukraine was given to the new president because the people, the Ukrainian people, wanted to rid their country of corruption, much like over here in the U.S. And so the newly elected president was also trying to root out corruption. The Democrats loved Ukraine for years because Hunter Biden was making millions of dollars. Hillary Clinton was making millions of dollars. Everyone was making millions of dollars while billions of dollars were being funneled through Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
We also can't forget that Hillary Clinton, while Secretary of State, lost $6 billion. Where is all this money going?
Exactly. Yeah, we have no idea.
I mean, we have a right to know. It's our money.
Exactly.
It's her money.
And
Biden's money,
you know,
our money.
And God forbid that we ask, because if we do, then we're, you know, somehow we're indicting the Bidens. We're just asking a question. I mean, Joe Biden is the one that set himself up. He was the one that sank his own ship by his own mouth by being all braggadocio about withholding money unless they got rid of that special prosecutor that was looking up the skirts of Burisma, right? Which, oh, yeah, by the way, his son happened to be on the board at the time.
Right. His son was on the board. He was making anywhere between $50,000 and $83,000 a month sitting on the board of an energy company. And he didn't know one thing about Ukraine. And he certainly didn't know one thing about energy. And then, of course, you have Hunter Biden and his financial group getting $1.5 billion from China. And he Hunter Biden admits that he probably wouldn't have gotten what he did in life if it wasn't for his last. You know, Colin Powell said something back in 2016 or 15 that said Hillary's hubris has always been her downfall.
Mm.
We can apply that to basically any Democrat that has been sitting in Congress, like Joe Biden, for decades. They've gotten away with all of this quid pro quo and corruption and money laundering and doing backroom deals and crony capitalism and using their power in order to enrich themselves. And because they've gotten away with it, they believe they can just continue to get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at what Bill Clinton did, for example. Bill Clinton took 26 trips with Jeffrey Epstein to an island known for having underage girls there for sexual proclivity.
Mm-hmm.
He did it 26 times. Why would he do that? Because he thought he could get away with it. Right under our noses.
Exactly. Well, and speaking of the Clintons, Hillary says that she's getting a lot of pressure to get into, to get in the run and do it again and run for president of the United States.
Again, don't let me get away of that train wreck. She wants to spend another $1.5 billion and lose a third time. By all means, please go right ahead. Maybe she'll find Wisconsin this time. I think that the pressure that Hillary Clinton is feeling are the walls closing in around her on the absolute scam that she ran, and that would be the Clinton Foundation.
Exactly.
You know, Jeffrey, and it all comes back to Jeffrey Epstein again. Why would you have the most prolific pedophile? No, among many people, including reporters at ABC. Why would you have him as one of the largest bundlers for your foundation? Why would you associate with someone like that?
Well,
and even Amy Robach of ABC said that Jeffrey Epstein used blackmail.
Mm-hmm.
How much money was going through the Clinton Foundation as payoff for Jeffrey Epstein, as bundling for Jeffrey Epstein for the Clinton Foundation?
Well, we'll never know, because he committed suicide, or
right.
as Michael Bodden says, looks more like a homicide to him.
Well, exactly, and I think, you know, because of the expose that Project Veritas did last week, we are seeing the amount of corrupt individuals that have intertwined themselves with elected politicians that have held very powerful positions globally as well as here in this country, and use their political connections in order to commit crimes and enrich themselves. And again, it ties back to the Democrat Party. It ties back to the Clintons. And if Hillary wants to run again, by all means, the gloves will come off.
Right,
again.
Exactly. Well, you know, speaking of the Democrats, their new poster child is none other than a San Francisco Democratic Socialist, huh?
Yes.
Who worked under Hugo Chavez.
Yes. Say Bodine, I think.
Bodine, yeah, Bodine, yeah.
Bodine, thank you. Say Bodine is a pronounced socialist. He's a self-described socialist. He ran as a socialist. He is now the DA of San Francisco, who promises to continue to decriminalize criminal behavior, thereby causing more criminal behavior against law-abiding citizens. Tenting now in San Francisco is going to become the norm, where you can camp on the streets, you can defecate or urinate now under the CA wherever you want. You can commit DUIs, you can commit robbery. It's basically the utopia of progressive politics, lawlessness.
Exactly.
That is the basis of the progressive movement. They want to decriminalize the border. They want to decriminalize illegal immigration. They want to decriminalize camping and pooping on the street.
Mm-hmm.
This is the poster child. He should be the poster child of the Democrat Party. Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Linda Sassoor, others have come out praising the fact that a socialist now is running away from the law, overturning the law on the streets of San Francisco.
The newest DA, it's amazing. And look who his parents were and who they were associated with, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, so his parents were radical Marxist revolutionaries who worked for the Weather Underground. The Weather Underground, I must remind you, was run by Bill Ayers and Bernadette Dorn.
Mm-hmm.
Bernadette Dorn. And that is where Barack Obama launched his campaign in Illinois, was from the home of Dorn and Ayers, Bill Ayers. So he was palling around with Marxist revolutionaries. Obama was palling around with Marxist revolutionaries. Bodine's parents were jailed, I believe, on murder charges. His dad still remains in jail.
Mm-hmm.
He was raised by Marxists. These Marxist revolutionaries, and obviously the Marxist apple didn't fall too far from the communist tree.
Exactly.
And that is the heart of the progressive movement. It's not only lawlessness, but also Marxism.
Well, she's keeping us up to date. Megan Barth, you can check out her website at ReaganBabe.com, the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC. Megan, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you. Talk soon.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
This is Fred.